You're sitting down. And again, are you comfortable? You can ask your own body, body, can I make you more comfortable right now? If you want to sort of change the position of your legs, if it's on a chair, you can always push your feet further out or further apart. Get the most comfortable position you can. It's only going to be a half an hour meditation for your own body. And you're doing this because you care. You care for your body. It may have caused you some difficulties and problems, but at least it's got you through this whole retreat. And then once your body is reasonably comfortable, oh, you've got some water, good. Once your body is reasonably comfortable, then be kind to your mind. Mind, I don't know whether you've lived up to expectations or failed miserably, but I still care about you. I don't demand that you get this or that in the meditation practice. I'm just giving you the opportunity and the chance to have a peaceful week. And I hope you've had that peaceful week. I'm never ever going to be critical and demanding of you. You grow at your own pace. My job is to nurture your mind. And see if you can notice the peace which such kindness can allow to generate. You have nothing to achieve, no faults. Whatever happens, happens for a reason. Can't blame anything or anyone. But you just enjoy. Enjoy and feel the texture of life as felt through your own heart and mind. This is just getting you in touch with your inner world. The place where you live. Not the place where you give, or the place where you serve, or the place where you meet others. This is inside with you. Your own personal space. Just make it kind. Opening the door of your heart to whatever's here. Now, in order to do the loving kindness meditation, I do a visualization. And as you know, I visualize, it's like a deliberate fantasy, but in a beautiful way, which helps me. I visualize just walking down a street in some place and hearing a sound. It's some animal in distress. I usually identify that animal as a small kitten, because I kind of like cats, especially little ones. But if you prefer puppies, rabbits, or any other animal which you find very easy to have affection towards. If not that, then one lady in Sydney, in her apartment, she had a pot plant, and she looked at that little plant growing in the pot on her veranda in the apartment in Sydney. They're struggling to grow. But she really cared for that. Had all this wonderful affection for it. As if she could connect with that. Or you could connect with that little monkey bringing its baby to a monk. All those beautiful birds who drank the water which I put out for it. They're my friends. There must be some being other than yourself you find this wonderful caring attitude towards. It doesn't have to be an animal. It can be a bird in the air. It can be a flower, a plant. So when I say kitten, imagine that's translated as that particular being. You find it really easy to generate loving kindness towards. So imagine walking down this street and hearing the sound. And it's so full of pain and distress, there's no way I can ignore it. Now listen, what is that? It sounds just so much suffering there. And I listen more carefully. And I conclude it's the sound of a little kitten who must have been lost or abandoned, who's distanced for some reason from its mother, who's got no one to care for it, no one to protect it, no one to nurture it into its maturity. And I'm fascinated enough, caring enough, to go towards that sound. That sound kind of attracts me. And then I look and see these two eyes in a corner, in a dark corner. That's all I can see. These two eyes of a little cat. And I don't need again to read minds. What those eyes convey to me is that it's so afraid, but it has to go past that fear because it's desperate. It really does need some food, some liquid, some warmth and protection, and also healing. So as I keep that eye contact with this imaginary little kitten, could be a dog, could be a pot plant, whatever. As you keep that eye contact, you can actually kind of feel that little being is in more danger and pain than you ever thought. And the only thing I can do is to extend my hand to that being, really slowly, and see that being's eyes have a look at my hand, but still just not come out yet. It's still not confident that I am a friend. So keeping that eye contact, I think I create these loving kindness perceptions. Dear little kitten, I will never harm or hurt you. My job, if you will let me, if you will give me the privilege, is to look after you, to give you some food, some milk, some fish. I don't know what I can get for you, but whatever I get, I will give to you. I care for you, little kitten. I realize you haven't got any other protector, no mother, no father. You're alone in this very cold and painful world. Please let me look after you. I can be trusted. I extend my hand even further. There are times when that kitten doesn't trust me and just moves her head further back. I can understand that many times she trusted somebody and they just hurt her. Many times she may have trusted another cat and the cat just scratched and bit her. So she's been traumatized, but she's still got some hope. Maybe this time the person extending their hand is actually kind. And I stretch my hand even further, and that little kitten allows me to touch her. I know cats, This kitten's fur is different. It's all dirty. And I can feel something stuck to her fur. I realize it's blood, scabbed. I can feel her bones. There's hardly any flesh on her. That little kitten has got so hungry and so afraid. So I go extra soft, extra kind. Dear little kitten, please let me look after you. I want to see you grow, become a naughty little kitten, scratching everything. I don't care. I will care for you. I want to see you fat, like me. I want you to be my cat. See you joyful, playful, rebellious. I want to see you grow and give that freedom of life. And it allows me to hold her. As I pick her up, she's still tense. And I can feel just almost like the lack of flesh, just bones and fur. The fur is so dirty. And so many wounds which haven't really healed yet. She must have been scratched and bitten so many times. And no one was there to help her. So I pick her up as softly and smoothly as I possibly can. Because I know if I jerk, make a mistake, I will lose her trust. And she'll run away and probably die a very painful, lonely death. So I pick her up gently. And I move her to my chest. Because when I do loving kindness meditation, that's what starts to tingle with me. The skin and the flesh above my heart region becomes alive. This loving kindness is starting to grow there. And I feel it like these rays of energy coming from my heart, going through my skin and my bones and my chest. And I was going into this cat, this little kitten I'm holding next to me. I don't mind that it's smelly, dirty, because it needs kindness, not cleanliness. I hold it very gently and very secure, spreading those loving kindness rays right into its body, and then backwards to its little tail and its back feet, to its paws, frontwards to its front legs, front paws, and its head and little ears. I can see that the ears have been bitten. They're mostly still there. And its whiskers and face. And to my surprise, it's closing its eyes now. It's kind of content. And I can hear the first sounds of a purr. Maybe that little kitten is purring for the first time in its existence. It feels safe and warm. Even though it must be very hungry and very painful, still, it knows it's found a friend. Dear little kitten, you have found a friend. Later on, I'll find some food for you. I'll find some milk, whatever you like. There's lots of stuff in the monastery larder. You found a really good place to grow up as a kitten in a monastery. So I promise all those things I can give it, and I mean it. As I still keep bathing that imaginary body of a kitten on my chest with as much loving kindness as I possibly have. This cat kitten really needs it now. This little kitten is the difference between life and a painful death. So it's my privilege to give you that kindness, that warmth, that protection. I will protect you from any bigger cats. I will make sure that you can grow up and be strong. You have no need to fear other cats. You can play with them. They're friends. Little kitten, the door of my heart is wide open to you. Please come in. I care for you. You're another species, but nevertheless, there's something in me that I can recognize in you, which binds us. And I feel that kitten get so soft in my hands. It's starting the wonderful journey of growth, exploration, in the arms of a loving friend. And then, when I think I've generated enough feeling of loving kindness, personally, when my chest is tingling enough, I can feel it right now. That part of my body is really alive. And loving kindness is going through it. And as I kind of put that little kitten aside, it's safe, I'll care for you afterwards. And then I imagine somebody else, this time a real person. A real person who also needs my loving kindness. They may be sick. They may be afraid of the sickness, not knowing what it is. They may actually appear to be healthy. Because a lot of times the sicknesses we have are concealed inside of us. But whoever they are, we know that they need our kindness, our loving kindness, our protection, our warmth, our good wishes, as much as or even more than that imaginary kitten. So imagine I've got my eyes open, I still keep them closed. I imagine with my eyes open they're sitting or standing right in front of me. And once I imagine them, then I start giving them this wonderful feelings of loving kindness. My dear friend, you may not know, but I care for you. I really want to give happiness and health and peace to you. I'm your Kalyanamitta. May you accept the beauty, power, good wishes which are flowing from my heart to you. And imagine that person sitting or standing in front of me, and I move these feelings of warmth and kindness coming from my heart through my chest into their body, entering through the solar plexus and then going up into all their organs of the body, through their shoulders, down to their arms and fingertips, up through their head, to their ears and all parts of their body. I don't care what gender they are. This is deeper than that. This is a friend who needs my energy. And I go down, down through their waist and their legs, down to the last of their toes. I care for you. The door of my heart is fully open to you. Please accept my energy, my kindness, my loving kindness. May whatever sickness you have be alleviated, get less, even disappear. May the energy you have, the peace, the beautiful gift of meditation, may that grow. Whatever you need in your life, may I, either by wishing or something more substantial, be able to assist you with. My best friend, may you be well and happy. And I stay there, imagine this being receiving my kindness. It's so weird, because the more kindness, the more loving kindness, the more metta I give them, the more I have inside of me to give. It's like giving creates more loving kindness. And I'm starting to blast them, zap them with loving kindness. My chest area is really tingling now. And now I realize there's not just one being in this world who I can share loving kindness with. There's so many others. So I start. I don't open my eyes. So I imagine all the people in this room right now. All of you. We've been on this journey together for the last 9 days. Some of you had some wonderful experiences. Some of you had disappointing experiences. Some of your health has improved. Some of your health has declined. All the problems of the world. But we care for one another. So each one of you, whatever loving kindness you've developed so far, imagine it in your heart and going through your body to every other being in this room right now. All the nuns, the monks, there's two here at the moment, all the men, women, young, old, as we connect this beautiful rays of loving kindness with each one of us. We give, we receive, and you can feel the power of that metta on your own body. May we all be at peace, find happiness and joy and that playful laughter. May we all have few problems in this world as life goes smoothly for us, because we're helping one another. We care for one another. And you give loving kindness to all of us. And then soon you find the loving kindness gets too huge just to remain in this hall. So you start sending it out further to all the birds in the sky above us, all the little beings on the earth, all the little millipedes, to all beings in the Jhana Grove compound, including some lay people and monks who are doing other jobs. We care for you. May you receive some of my loving kindness energy. May you, whatever you're doing, find your job successful, your life have meaning, and your friends enjoy your company as you enjoy those. May you forgive all those people who've ever hurt you as they forgive you. May all beings in this compound be as a loving family. Not just human beings, animals as well. And then you go even wider. Now I'm spreading my loving kindness to Bodhinyana Monastery with all the monks and the novices and lay people staying there. I'm sending it up to Carnet Prison Farm with all those men who are still suffering because of some stupid act they did in the past. Please let it go. We care for you. Don't care what you've done, but we care. We want you to have a life and happiness and meaning and purpose and be able to serve, because in serving we get so much happiness. May all beings in this suburb of Serpentine, Keysbrook, and they all find peace in this moment, knowing that there's so many people you've never even heard of are caring for you right now. May you all be happy and well. And then you start sending this glow of loving kindness. It's usually, for me, always a golden glow. That's the colour of metta. spread it further down to the ocean. Sometimes you can see that because we're quite high up. Inland, into the wheat belt, they call it. South, down to Albany, where one of my dear friends, Ajahn Mudu, is so busily trying to make a monastery down there. And all the lay people who support him, all the people who even don't support him, all the animals and the birds and the cows. He has cows in front of his monastery. And he always gives them some, either an apple or an orange or something. They know him so well that when they see him, they go running towards him for an apple. So cute. And all the birds in the ocean just outside his monastery. To all the beings up in Perth, all those members of our BSWE committee, all those people who come, all those people who never come, the whole population of Perth, all those people working in the airport, where you'll see later on, maybe today, may all beings in this area please receive my loving kindness. People are caring for you, thinking of you. We don't know your name, you don't know our name. That's not the point. Loving kindness can go so far and just gets into everybody. Then you start sending it even further. Because sometimes the loving kindness gets so strong, and as I said, the further you spread it, the stronger it seems to be. You start to spread it to the whole of Australia. There are some of you from Sydney and from Melbourne, Canberra. Your friends are there. Your partners, loved ones, animals. Say to them, I care for you, I'm coming home soon. But right now I send my care, my warmth, my loving kindness. May any pain you have get less, any sickness get healed. Any mental problem get eased. Any stress get opened out until there's no stress, no tightness at all in your life. People care about you. As you spread it beyond the confines of Australia, over to New Zealand, where some of you are from, up into Indonesia, into Southeast Asia, down to South Asia, Sri Lanka and India. As this loving kindness spreads all over the world, up to East Asia, to Korea and Japan and China, all beings in this world, we care for one another. You may not know it right now, but all the billions of people in China, a few people in Serpentine, are wishing you so much peace and happiness and freedom from suffering and pain. Further over to Russia and Ukraine, throughout the whole of Asia, may you all be peaceful and happy. May that one day we put aside all those arms which hurt and kill and destroy, and instead drop the bombs of loving kindness over the whole world, healing, supporting, and creating this beautiful feeling, no matter what race or religion or whatever, of family, kind family. And you spread this loving kindness even further over to Europe, to Africa, to the Americas, North and South and Central America. In those lands will be some of your friends and associates, some of your loved ones. As you spread this loving kindness over the whole globe, like a warm blanket covering every inch of planet Earth, land and sea, We care for you. This is our home, this is our family. Not just humans, but animals too, insects, birds of the air. Even the plants on the earth. And the water. May all beings, inanimate beings or animate beings on planet Earth, live in harmony and peace. As you send your loving kindness to heal any divisions, any hurt, any pain, because we care. Last of all, there's always one person you miss out, and that's the person who bears your name, yourself. So you imagine standing in front of a full-length mirror and you're looking at yourself, me, and say to yourself, I can be so critical of me. I can see only the two bad bricks in my life. But right now, I'm putting those two bad bricks aside and seeing the 9,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, this being, how you can be so cruel to in its past and its future, give it this beautiful loving kindness. I care for me. May I be happy and well, at peace, still enough, content enough to taste the joy of meditation. May I be free, free from worry, free from complaint. May I be free. May I always be happy to be here, where the here happens to be. Because I care for me. You give this beautiful loving kindness, like this golden energy going into your chest, your own chest, right up to your head and fingertips, right down to your toes, the whole body, healing, energizing, with a power that only loving kindness can ever give you. Deep, profound, and healing. And stay there for a moment, spreading loving kindness to yourself. How does that feel? And now everything has to end, but it will begin again after. So right now, imagine all that loving kindness energy which we've sent over the whole planet Earth, like this golden blanket of love. Bring the light part of that love back into Australia. Leave the warmth out there. Bring the light back in. As it comes back in to this country called Australia. Keep zooming it in, focusing it inwards, till it comes into Perth, into Serpentine, into the grounds of Jhana Grove, into the meditation hall here, into your body, just above your heart. And you imagine your heart like this pure white lotus, fully open, with this golden, intense ball of loving kindness energy hovering just above it. Then you imagine that lotus petals slowly closing, keeping that loving kindness seed safe, protected for use another time, another day. I'm now going to give a blessing for you. So please keep quiet to receive that blessing. After the blessing, I'll ask you to open your eyes. We haven't finished with the blessings yet because we will do a sharing of loving kindness afterwards. But first of all, the end of loving kindness meditation. Sabu go winimuto sabasanta powajito sabawera mati gando nibuto chatuang bowa sabiti o wiwa chantu sabogo winasatu mate bowan wantarayo sukhi digayu gopawa api wadan hasilit sanichang Uta pachalino chataro dhamma watanti ayuvano sukhang balang. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now, before we completely finish the formal part of the retreat, as we promised, to do a sharing of merits for some people who are not here, who can't be here, especially those relations of mine and yours who passed away. So we know when we have huge amounts of merits inside our hearts, now we can zap them all with it. So the actual words means whatever is of ours, we give to our deceased relations. May they receive it and be happy and well. Idam nenyatinam hotu sukhita hontu yatayo. Idam nenyatinam hotu sukhita hontu yatayo. Idam nenyatinam hotu sukhita hontu yatayo. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, thank you all, and thank you for all the people who made this happen. Not again just the people here, but all the people in town who did the booking forms and did everything. Thank you to everybody. And thank you for looking after me when I was here. May you all live long and be happy. If you wish. Okay.